We talked about this coming into this race. You wanted the Oktoberfest win and you got it. How does it feel in front of all these people who know you well to be up here on the stage right now?
It's awesome. This one's for the fans. I'll tell you, I know there's a lot of people that miss me out here racing weekly, so it's really cool to do it in front of the home crowd. Just can't thank my car owner enough, Frog Racing, and all my sponsors, Dick Pallets Works, CNC Catering, DeWalt, Mark Erickson Insurance, Gilster Farms, and my crew, my guys. They, you know, this traveling thing takes a lot out of a guy's schedule, so they've stuck with me through broken fingers and cut fingers, and who knows when I was hitting the telephone pole, but it's pretty rewarding.
You end the season pretty strong with a podium finish back here in August, the win at Elko, the fifth place finish last week, and now an Oktoberfest win. You guys really had it going in the second half of the season, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a struggle. We didn't get our new car out to Milwaukee, and we just kept working on it and making a few tweaks here and there. Got to put a shout out to Ryan Powell, too. He gave me some advice, made a few changes tonight. He used to crew chief for me all the time here. He's got great advice. I got to thank Ryan Powell for that.
What did it take to get around Boutneck there? It seemed like on the longer run, your car was a little bit better.
After that last caution, I told my spotter, I said, the car is tight, but if we get a long run here, I know that it's getting better. And I could see that the 33 car was getting loose off, and I got really good runs off of two, so I was hoping I could get them there. Usually you got to do it on the outside, but to get it on the inside, I mean, we had a really good car, a really good forward bite. Just can't thank everybody enough.
Well, sir.